Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show, live from KeyBank Center. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
From Darlene to Byram. Byram, circle to the left. Shoots, scores! He was hunting for a goal there, and he found it.
Bowen Byram in the shootout. He was Buffalo's fifth shooter, and out of all 10 players on both sides, it was the only goal. Tonight, it's our goal of the game, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR as we welcome you in here to the postgame, live at the press box. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. Well, the Sabres definitely had to overcome some things in this game to figure out a way to get a victory. They fell down 0-2, just 2:15 into the game. By the end of the first, they had the lead. They had to kill off many power plays in the third period. They also had to get through some adversity in the overtime when their captain and their assistant captain are both out there for over 3 minutes. Then it looks like Tage Thompson is hurt in the overtime, but he fights through it. Actually came out to have a shootout attempt. But Byram comes up big, but probably just as big, if not more so, was Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. Not only in the overtime was he outstanding, but 5-for-5 in the shootout. When Luukkonen was playing great a year and a half ago, a big piece of it was how great he was in the shootouts. He has really turned that around in his career. Didn't start off well in shootouts for him, but boy, he is definitely coming through big tonight for the Sabres as he stopped Strom, Bolivier, McMichael, Ovechkin, and Leonard all on their opportunities for Washington, and the Sabres pick up 2 points and go on to win it by a score of 4-3. All right, we will be heading into the room in just a moment. Paul Hamilton's going to get some player reaction. We'll also hear from Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. We'll get Paul's take. We'll update you on what's going on in the rest of the NHL night. I'll give you a quick World Series update. They are now into the sixth inning in Toronto, and the Blue Jays have a 3-1 lead on the Dodgers in Game 7. Bo Bichette, the reason for the Jays' lead, he had a 3-run home run earlier in the game. So 3-1 Jays in the sixth. We'll keep you posted if there's any scoring changes throughout our postgame show from Game 7 of the World Series. But back to this one here. Buffalo, for the fourth consecutive game, goes to overtime. And I'm sure, you know, as I'm sitting here thinking, well, they've lost three in a row, all by, ironically enough, the same 4-3 score. Like, can they lose another one 4-3 in overtime here? And the entire overtime, the first 3 minutes of it, they're essentially in their own end the entire time. Washington is just cycling players in and off of the bench. They are cycling in the Buffalo zone. And Darlene and Thompson are out there for over 3 minutes. In the midst of that, late in that three-minute span or so, Thompson is down on one knee. He's hurt. He's trying to get off. He can't. Tuck, about 2 or so minutes into the OT, finally gets off the ice. McLeod comes out there. But then Darlene and Thompson are out there for at least, I thought, another minute or so. So they were out there forever. And Luukkonen throughout this stretch is making some nice saves. even in the final minute when Buffalo gets some fresher players out there, Washington had the better of the chances, in my opinion, in the overtime, and Lukanen comes up big. The shots in the OT were 5-1. I mean, possession time felt like 4 minutes to 1 minute, if even that. It was all Washington in terms of puck possession in the Buffalo end, and the Sabres somehow got through that. Also, got to give the Sabres penalty kill credit. In the third period, Buffalo took three penalties. Krebs and Malenstein almost go take them back-to-back for tripping, and then Tuck gets a holding call. I know the fans didn't like that, with just over 3 minutes to go in the game, and the Sabres kill that off as well. Washington's power play tonight, 0 of 4. A big reason why Buffalo wins this game tonight is their penalty kill, as they come up big there. Again, opportunities for the Sabres to score. They don't take advantage. McLeod has a breakaway, clean breakaway, right at the end of that last power play for Washington with about a minute 10 left, and shoots it high over the net. The Sabres, in my opinion, when their chances are there, you've got to do a better job of making the goalie at least make a save. The OT chance in Toronto, Quinn and Thompson in power, they just fumble that away. They've got to do a better job of making the goalie really, really come through. I mean, even in the shootout, Thompson has him beat, and he shoots it high and wide to the near side when you have the goaltender beat there. So, better accuracy on some of these plays, I think, would be helpful. But you got to give the Sabres credit here. A gutsy performance tonight for the Sabres throughout that penalty kill in the third, throughout the overtime, and Lukanen was outstanding in the shootout, going 5-for-5, and the Sabres pick up a 4-3 victory. A couple of home games coming up next week. Tuesday, they're home for Utah. Thursday, they're home for St. Louis. And, of course, both those games, 7 o'clock puck drops. We'll have them for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. We'll read some tweets from fans. Send them in at Brian, WGR, B-R-I-A-N, at WGR, as we'll get connected with our fans here shortly. Powered by Verizon, get to your local Verizon store today. So the Sabres get a win that pushes them to 4-5-5, 4-3. That's 13 points in 12 games. So just a little bit of a clip above 500. And that, of course, will move them up the standings slightly here tonight overall in the East right now. They've got 13. Right now, Ottawa sits in third in the Atlantic with 14. So 1 point out of third place and 1 point out of the wild cards. Both Carolina and Boston have 14 points. So the Sabres are right there. Again, it's jammed. It is as tight as it's ever been to start a season. The Sabres are only 2 points out of last, and they're 3 points out of second in their division. So, I mean, it's very, very, very close here as this season is off to a start. No one is pulling away, and no one is really burying themselves either here. So an opportunity for Buffalo, obviously, here to get themselves back up in the standings here with more home games upcoming next week against Utah and St. Louis. Utah's gotten themselves off to a pretty good start this year. They're 8-3 through 11 games, so they're off to a really nice start. The Blues have been really, really struggling, 3-7-2 through their 12 games so far here. But J.J. Paterka returning on Tuesday when the Mammoth are in town here to take on Buffalo. So we'll have that all upcoming for you next week. But we wait again to get some interviews from the locker room. Paul Hamilton is waiting here. As soon as we get someone to talk to Paul, we'll take you there live here on the post-game show. Let's get you our Blue Star Home Services 3 stars of the game. Blue Star Home Services, your heating and cooling experts, ready to improve your home's comfort game plan. Get started at BlueStarHS.com. Bo Byram, the shootout winner, he's star number 3. Isaac Roseanne, he gets his first ever NHL goal. That was Buffalo's 3rd goal, star number 2. And Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen tonight, first star honors. He, in regulation in the overtime, made 31 saves, and then he was 5-for-5 in the shootout. He is tonight's number 1 star, and I think deservedly so. I thought Luukkonen, for the most part, down the stretch of this game, was very, very good. But there were opportunities again for the Sabres to have in the third. But I think overall, if you look at that third period, I would give the edge to the Capitals, which is pretty surprising considering they played yesterday. Okay, here's Bo Byram live with Paul in the room.
Thanks, Brian. Bo, tell me, how many...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
May have lost his feed with Bo Byram. We're going to hopefully get Paul to readjust, and we'll get Byram here coming up in just one moment as he gets the shootout victory. The shootout win, game-winning goal after Quinn, Thompson, Tuck, Darlene had all shot. Okay, back to Bo.
Just stay ready. You never know exactly.
Having some technical difficulties there with Bo Byram. His connection with Paul, not great. So as I was mentioning, yeah, he's the fifth Buffalo shootout attempt. Lenny Ruff going with two defensemen in the shootout there after he puts out Quinn, Thompson, and Tuck. I think no surprise that those are the first three out there. All right, let's see if we can connect with Byram again.
Usually I come in the other way, but because he was a opposite catcher, I tried coming that way, and I was just going to try to, shoot one way or the other. And I felt like I had a little room there. So
talk about what you got from Lukanen. He made five saves in the overtime and five more in the shootout. What you were able to get from him.
Yeah, it was great. I thought he played well all game. You know, we kind of had a tough start in front of him, but he hung in there and ended up making some huge saves down the stretch, like you said. So, super happy for him. He's kind of had a little bit of a tough go to start the year with injuries and stuff. Everyone knows, so it's good to see him get some confidence and playing the way we know he can.
How did you guys just get settled down there after that start? I mean, the quick goal had to be huge for you to get it back to 2-1, but in general, you guys seemed to settle down after that.
Yeah, for sure. I think we're doing a better job of just controlling moments like that, maybe if that makes sense. We're trying not to let the emotions spiral out of control or anything. Just they scored two goals early, but there's still, whatever there was, 55 minutes left in the hockey game. So, obviously the big goal right after helps as well.
And it's not ideal to have to kill three penalties in the third period, but hey, you killed three penalties in the third period. It doesn't give you a chance to go offensively, but you guys did a good job killing them.
Yeah. Our PK has been really, really solid all year. The guys that are going out there seem to be dialed in and on the same page. And at the end of the day, on the penalty kill, your goalie's got to make some big saves, which he did. So, yeah, it's been a strength of our game and something we'll continue to work on and improve.
Alex Ovechkin is still at gold number 899. What did your team do to keep him off the score sheet, really make him a non-factor until late in the game?
You know, with some guys like that, there's not really much you can do sometimes. You know, he had a one-timer on the power play there that he hit, and a couple other shots and whatnot. But, you know, I think overall our team defense is going in the right direction, and I think that just kind of reinforces that fact.
Did you guys kind of, I guess your fourth overtime in a row, which is kind of weird in the NHL anyway, but with what happened in the other three, did you guys just say, we got to win one here?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you're always trying to win games, right? So whether it's an overtime or regulation, but yeah, like I said earlier, we had been on a bit of a skid of losing in the overtime there. So it was a big win for us.
Thanks, Bo. Right. Bo Byram on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, Byram, again, the lone scorer among 10 attempts in the shootout, and he able to help the Sabres, including their goaltender, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. He's live with Paul.
Ukko, unfortunately, kind of a rough start. Not your fault. I mean, the way they came at you guys, it just didn't go well for the whole team in the first 2 minutes. But to get that goal 15 seconds after they got the 2-0, it just seemed like it settled everybody down, didn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I think that was, you know, a big thing. We kind of kept the, you know, gas pedal down. Even though they scored two, we kind of kept the offense going. You know, nobody backed down, even though it wasn't the start that we wanted. So, you know, it wasn't perfect start by any means, but I think we fought back well in the first.
Did you just feel better as that game kept going on? You just seemed, you looked like getting confident and confident and confident as it was going on?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's when you they get, you know, score two in the start, you kind of try to find a way to keep you mentally engaged and, you know, not to think about the goals. So, you know, I feel like when the game goes on, you get more shots, you know, that kind of overthinking goes away. You know, it's just kind of way to deal with it. And, you know, as I said, once the game went on, it's, you know, gets more comfortable.
How valuable were the team's penalty killers in the third period, particularly with that Alex Tuck penalty with about 3 minutes left?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's been the whole season. I think how well we've been killing penalties and how well the guys are, you know, ready to kind of put themselves on the line, block shots and, you know, make plays on the penalty kill. I think it's been awesome to see. So, you know, before also, but also, you know, tonight it was a big thing for us.
How badly did you need a game like this personally, just to get a win, to be a difference maker? I mean, it's a feeling you probably haven't had since maybe April or so.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just to win. You know, that's what, you know, we're here to do. That's the biggest thing for our team. And, you know, you don't want to go too long kind of not winning a game or kind of questioning your own game. So, you know, it was no way perfect game today, but just, you know, still feels really good.
You had to sit for, you know, a week on the way the Toronto game finished. I mean, how did you handle that mentally, just, you know, trying to wait for the next call to come and realize the way that one ended?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said before. You know, you can't really, there's things that are out of your control. You kind of just focus on the stuff that, you know, kind of can control, which is practices and the games you get to play. So kind of trying to focus on those and do as well as you can and, you know, focus on getting better. I think that's the biggest thing. And when the call comes to play, you know, you just have to be ready.
And then what's your mentality in the overtime and shootout? The team's lost three in a row and you were able to, you know, make stops in both to get them over the hump here.
Yeah, I think overtime it's almost harder than shootouts. I feel like shootouts, you're 1-on-1 against the shooter, and it's almost easier to read than the plays that happen overtime. There's so much speed, and everybody's kind of all over the place. So, you know, it just felt good to kind of help the team to win tonight.
You had two guys that got stuck on the ice. They just couldn't get off. It was like three and a half, whatever minutes. When you're in goal like that, you know you're probably going to face some shots, because I think the Caps might have changed three times in that sequence, and you made five saves in the overtime.
Yeah, but I think kind of going back to, we played it smart. Nobody kind of started to take runs or, you know, trying to jump on the play. So I think we kind of kept it tight and let them shoot from, you know, not from the optimal spot. So that's kind of, you know, what we kind of been having, you know, missing to play smart on the 3-on-3, and I think we did that tonight.
What did your team do to contain and limit Alex Ovechkin defensively? What did you see in front of you?
I think we just, you know, did a good job with it, and everybody knows how good he is and how good of a shot he has. So I think just, you know, being smart with it, kind of having a guy close to him all the time and not letting him shoot was the biggest thing. So, you know, I think Sammy had a couple of good blocks against him, and, you know, that was the biggest thing, just kind of have somebody on a stick length from him all the time.
What do you think of when he's coming in on the shootout?
What
do you think of when he's coming in on the shootout,
though? Ovechkin.
Yeah, I was expecting to shoot, to be honest, but yeah, I don't know, you just kind of, you can't really think who you're going against. You know somebody is maybe a shooter and somebody's more of a DK, but in the end you kind of have to just, you know, focus on your own job and kind of outweigh the guy. So you know, I was expecting something a little bit else, but you know, I think he got a little bit unlucky there.
Thanks, Ukko. Yeah. Ukko Pekka Luukkonen on the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you. Luukkonen, the first star in this one, 31 saves in regulation in the shootout, and then perfect 5-for-5 against Strome, Bolivier, McMichael, Ovechkin, and Leonard, and a big part of his first win of the season. And the Sabres' first win in four games after they had put together a nice streak. They had lost three consecutive overtime games, but get this one done tonight against Washington by a 4-3 margin. Again, next week, Tuesday, Thursday, home for Utah, home for St. Louis. Both those games, 7 o'clock. We'll have them for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. And, you know, putting together a good streak overall, Buffalo 5-1-3 in their last 10, last nine, 5-2-3 in their last 10, but pretty impressive from that 0-3 start. The Sabres right now 1 point out of not only both wildcard positions, but 1 point out of third in the Atlantic that is currently being held by Ottawa. Okay, Lindy Ruff is coming up here at any moment. While we wait for the Sabres head coach, let's get in some final stats. They're brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. All right, shots in the third were 6-5 Buffalo. In the overtime, they were 5-1 Washington. And as we mentioned, boy, the Sabres were in their own end quite a bit there, especially Dahlin and Thompson. We'll see if maybe if Thompson is okay. He did come out. I mean, good news, he came out to do the shootout. So let's hope that that's good news, that him being down there on that one knee, struggling to get off the ice, that maybe that was just a temporary thing, that has gone away. Let's talk about the final shot totals, 34-24, Washington with that edge. Power plays, both teams are 0 for the night. Sabres 0-3, Capitals 0-4. Some big penalty kills there in the third period for Buffalo. Ukko Pekka Luukkonen in the win, 31 saves, 5-for-5 of the shootout. Charlie Lindgren, the loss, 21 saves. He went 4-for-5 in the shootout. As we mentioned earlier, three stars, Byram 3, Roseanne 2, and Luukkonen number 1 in front of a sellout, 19,000 at 70 here at Key Bank Center. All right, some of the individual stats here. Rasmus Dahlin, in terms of ice time, 26 minutes and 12 seconds. No other Sabres close. Let's see, second highest is Tuck with 21-01. Thompson, 4 shots and 10 shot attempts in the game. How about Matias Samuelsson, though? 5 shots on goal. He had 4 hits. Samuelsson, 2 block shots. Nice stat line tonight for Samuelsson, who I think is playing some pretty good hockey as of late. Samuelsson playing 20 minutes and 22 seconds on 30 shifts tonight for Buffalo. Isaac Rosanne, his first ever NHL goal. He played just under 15 minutes. He had 3 shots, 6 shot attempts, and 2 block shots in this game. Okay, Lindy Ruff is ready. Let's hear him live with Paul and the media.
Battled all night right to the end.
Well, his start has nothing to do with his game. It had to do with our game, our group. We tried to come with the pressure. They beat our pressure, and when they beat our pressure, we gave them a couple great looks. There's a couple 50-50 pucks that if we would have won, we would have created something, but we didn't. You know, they played yesterday, so our plan kind of backfired on us, and there was nothing he could do, really.
What did you think, though, as the game went on, though? He didn't fold in that situation, and overtime in the shootout, you know,
I thought he was really dialed in. He just looked comfortable, made some great saves, and, you know, coming off the camp and a little bit of playing time in the one game, you know, probably didn't really know what to expect, but I thought he got in pretty good rhythm.
You got your goal 15 seconds after they got their second goal. What kind of switched it around for you that you guys were able to get going? And to get it 15 seconds afterward must have really helped.
We got a puck below the goal line. We won a 50-50 battle below the goal line. I think it was Zucker won the battle. We find Tomer in the slot. And, you know, a lot of times, if you look at even the Boston game, we probably had four or five of those we missed. You know, it was good to see. It was a good answer for giving up that second goal the way we gave it up.
We've never seen Isaac move like that. I mean, he just looked confident. What was the difference in him tonight than previous games we've seen him here?
Probably confidence, like you said. Skated well. He's really played well down there. And he's coming up here, you know, knowing that we're going to give him a good opportunity, use him on the power play and kind of play him where he's been playing and get enough ice time to with quality people to get something done.
The third period, first you had the back-to-back penalty kills, Krebs and Malenstein, and then the late penalty kill, about 3 minutes left with Tuck penalized. How valuable was the penalty kill, particularly in the third period?
I don't think our penalty killers gave up a scoring chance. That's how good they were. I thought our clears were excellent. I thought Samuelson was all night was a beast when it comes to the killing and blocking shots. The previous game, I think he blocked like three shots killing the penalty. But we didn't make a lot of mistakes. And then we got rewarded there with the McLeod breakaway that we could have hurt him with a shorthanded goal, too.
I know that drives you insane to take three penalties in the third period, but is that basically because you really can't get any offense going for those 6 minutes of the 20 in the third period?
Well, I mean, the penalties we took, a couple we can't take. As simple as that. We got away with it in Boston with the penalty we took late. We got away with it again tonight. I think it's a lesson right now that we have to absorb and we have to move forward. And we know we can't, our discipline inside the game, maybe you take one, but we can't continue to take multiple penalties or even penalties in that last 3-4 minutes because it puts a lot of stress on the killers.
Bo, in the shootout, what went into that?
Just based on practice, the practice reps they do, it got down to, several guys that we had on the list, and I had to choose between a couple, and I'll probably surprise a few guys when I said Bo, but he rewarded us with a goal, so it was a big goal.
You know, Dowling's been dying to do it. Did he ask you to do it, or did you just go?
No, I just went down. I just went down just after a shot and said, you're up next, go win it for us.
Lindy, on the goaltender front, we haven't even seen Ellis as a backup. Is the back still bothering?
His back is a lot better. He's not. His back isn't bad where he couldn't play. Just made a decision to go with UPL. So, thanks.
All right, that is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff as we bring it back up here to the press box. He says Ellis's back is a lot better there. You heard that right at the end. Just decided to go with Luukkonen. Worked out. Luukkonen, first star, very good tonight in the shootout victory for the Buffalo Sabres as they improve to 5-4-3. Utah is next here on Tuesday, 7 o'clock puck drop, pregame at 6. We'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Okay, for all of you listening on our local affiliate stations, we're going to say goodbye to you at this point. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, go to WGR550.com. or on the Odyssey app. And for all of you on our flagship here in Buffalo, more postgame coming up. We'll have Paul Hamilton's take. We'll read some tweets. Send them in at BrianWGR. More on the standings. We'll also give you an update from the World Series from Toronto, Game 7 with the Blue Jays and the Dodgers, which, by the way, is now 4-2. Blue Jays have just added a run. So 4-2 Toronto in the sixth. There's the update there. All right, more postgame coming up here from KeyBank Center. Sabres beat the Caps 4-3 in a shootout. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ryan Leonard with the puck now for the Capitals. Way over to the left wing boards. Walks in. Deke saved by Lukanen. Sabres get the 2 points. The point trend continues for Buffalo. This time they get a pair.
Big save from Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, and that was on Leonard after previously stopping Ovechkin, McMichael, Bolivier, and Strom. 5 for 5 of the shootout. That one, the save of the game, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 4-3 Buffalo in a shootout over Washington. The Sabres are now 5-4-3. J.J. Paterka and the Utah Mammoth will be here Tuesday at 7 o'clock. We'll have pregame at 6. Hope you can be with us then. Before we get to Paul Hamilton down in the room, just want to, again, give you an update from the World Series. They are in the 7th right now, top of the 7th, and Ohtani has just walked for the Dodgers to lead off here on the top of the 7th. Yesavage is in pitching. He just got on the mound. 4-2 Toronto leading the Dodgers. If you're just getting in your car from KeyBank Center, the big moment of this baseball game, Bo Bichette with a 3-run blast earlier in the game to deep center field. Again, though, 4-2 Toronto, Game 7. Any scoring changes, I'll keep you posted here on the post game. Back to this hockey game. Buffalo 4-3 shootout winners. Down to the media room we go now and bring in Paul Hamilton. Paul, the third period in the OT, Buffalo faced some adversity. Three different times they had to get the penalty kill out there to get it done. In the overtime, they had players out there for almost for over 3 minutes. They had an injured player out there. They overcame all that, and then their goaltender stepped up big in the shootout.
Well, they needed their goaltender to get some confidence, and all of a sudden he started getting some confidence. I mean, he was making saves throughout, but, you know, it was saves like, oh, he didn't look good. Oh. Is he confident in that? But all of a sudden, that one, he just seemed to have confidence. I mean, especially in the overtime and in the shootout, he got 5 saves in both of them. The shootout maybe had a couple that went wide, but still, it was because he made them go wide if he did. And you know, so you just look at that's 10 right there, 10 just huge pressure stops that they had to have because they only got one goal in the shootout themselves. So they needed those stops, and they got them. And, you know, you talked about how two guys got caught on the ice. Well, actually three for a while, and then one got off. I believe it was Tuck.
Yeah, he finally got off from a cloud, yeah.
Right. But the Capitals actually changed lines 3 times in that with Dahlin and Thompson out there. and Luukkonen had to be strong and make the saves. I mean, there really wasn't much those two could do. I mean, there was no chance for them to get off the ice at any point. Even after Thompson blocks the shot, he can't get off the ice. So basically what you have to do, Luukkonen explained a little bit, that you got to kind of keep him to the outside, which they did. You know, they were like passing the puck along the outside, but they did get some inside and he made some saves. But that's what you have to do, is basically try to keep him out there and just try to, as best you can, just get into the center of the ice and defend the middle and leave the outside to the goaltender. And it worked for him.
Paul, as you mentioned there, Darlene, Thompson, Tuck start overtime. They're out there for over, Tuck is for 2 minutes. He finally gets off. And then Darlene and Thompson are stuck out there for over 3 minutes. Thompson looked hurt in the middle of that, too. He was down on one knee.
He blocked a shot.
Yeah, finally gets off. Luckily, it looks like maybe he's okay.
Well, he took the shootout shot.
Took the shootout shot, so that's hopefully, you know, obviously good news there. The league has that now where you're on your far side. So for them to get off, Paul, like, that was a tougher task than if it was if your bench was on the same side, right? Overtimes are like that now, the way the league has it set up.
Yeah, no, they make it. That's what I mean. There was really nobody did anything wrong. They couldn't get off. There's nothing you could do. You hope maybe your goaltender can freeze it, or you hope somebody can maybe flip it down to the other end where you can maybe. That's how Tuck got off. They got the puck out just for a second, and he was able to get off, and McLeod, who can skate like the wind, came on and got out into the play. So at least he got out there. You know, they were able to handle it. And, you know, think about, you know, go back and think about this game. I mean, they gave up two goals in the first two and a half minutes or so, somewhere in there.
2:15, yeah.
Yeah, and gave up one goal the rest of the game, you know, against a goaltender who has played one NHL game since last April and was trying to find his footing and finally did find his footing. So, you know, they tempted fate. Those three penalties in the third period, they got to stop that. It's something they did all last year. They're doing it this year. And they did a phenomenal job killing the penalties. I mean, Samuelson is maybe even better than he was when he first came up in the league. He has just been phenomenal out there. Ben Buffalo's best defenseman, I think, this year. But just as strong could be out there on the penalty kill. But even though you're doing it so well, that's 6 minutes of clock time where you don't have your offensive players out there. You can't get anything going offensively, although they did have a McLeod breakaway that he put over the top of the net right at the end of the third penalty kill. But, you know, that's 6 minutes of clock time where you have really no chance to get any offense going to try to win a hockey game. You take a bunch of your players who aren't penalty killers out of the game, and it just, you know, a lot of times really costs you because you have to do that. But they're so good at killing penalties, they were able to get away with it and win a hockey game.
Paul Hamilton down in the media room. Brian Colziel up here in the press box. 4-3 Sabres end their streak of losing in overtime 4-3, which reached three games, to win 4-3 in a shootout here. 2 points tonight for Buffalo. Paul, let's talk about the first goal for Isaac Rosanne. I know we were talking after the first intermission, just played a real aggressive game tonight. Three shots on goal, seven shot attempts. I mean, he was with some better players too, and Lindy mentioned that. He had quality minutes with quality offensive skilled set players, including time on the power play.
Well, his goal was maybe the first time in 15 games in the NHL that I saw confidence. He got that puck, and it's almost like he knew he was going to score. It was almost like he was in the American Hockey League, where he gets that chance and he's going to score more times than not, and he knows it. And that's the way he acted and the way he shot the puck. It was like, yeah, I got a little room over here. It's going in, and it did. And as I told you earlier, I mean, there are spots for top six guys on this team. They don't have enough of them. They don't have enough of them when everybody's healthy. And if you get a couple of them hurt, now you really don't have enough of them. So this is an opportunity for him to show that I can help with your top six depth. You know, he's 22 years old, and
what was Tate Thompson when he finally got going? 24, I believe, 23 yeah. or 24. Mittelstadt was the same way. You know, so it doesn't always come right away, and it certainly hasn't for him. And I'm not saying he's here yet. That's one good game in the NHL. That doesn't mean he's made it. That doesn't mean he's here. That doesn't mean he's going to be an NHL player. But you got to give him credit. That was by far his best game, and he played like an NHL player tonight and looked like an NHL player and looked with some confidence and looked like a guy that can help you offensively, and that's the way he's got to keep playing.
Paul Lindyruff at the end of his press conference said that Colton Ellis is back, is feeling good, that he is healthy enough to play. Mm-hmm. He decided to go with Lucan in here tonight. Mm-hmm. Where do we see this kind of rotation of three here going into the next week, where the Sabres will play Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, no back-to-backs, and the first two are at home?
I might have taken that a little different than you did. I took that as if he had to go play, he can.
Okay.
I don't think he's totally there yet, because he has been practicing. But I think it's to a point, it's like, well, if we don't have to use him, why should we use him? Because he's not quite there yet, maybe. Not quite totally 100%. You know, a lot of players can play when they're not 100%. But, you know, you look at that, and I just say to myself, you're trying to give Lyon a break because, you know, he showed some fatigue in the last game. Why in the world will you dress him as the backup if you don't have to? I mean, because that means if something happens to Lucan and he's got to play.
Yeah.
And the whole idea of the exercise was to give him a rest. So that I'm just totally convinced that Ellis, yes, he could play if he had to. But I don't think he's 100% there yet. And so that's just my impression of it.
Yeah. No, I think you're, you know, with Lyon dressing as the number two tonight, I think, you know, that's a fair connection to make for sure. Well, Paul, they finally got 2 points. And, you know, this was a game, obviously, that they started off in that 0-2 hole. They reversed it right away, had a lead by the end of the first. So a different way of winning a game for them here tonight. And I guess, you know, maybe the best story of this tonight is that they maybe get some more confidence in Lukanen, and Lukanen himself for probably feeling the best he's had, you know, mm-hmm. since last season at some point here.
I think your second statement is Lukanen himself getting the confidence. That's what yeah. it takes. You know, that he, you know, he wants to show the Sabres that I worked hard during the off season to be a better goalie, to be more like the goalie 2 years ago than last year, and to improve some of the things that they sent him home to improve on in the off season. He didn't get a chance to do that because of a couple of injuries. So now, you know, he wants to show that. And he knows they got a goaltender off of waivers. And he knows it's a goaltender that they like. And he knows that they probably don't want to put him back on waivers, because if they do, I will guarantee you the St. Louis Blues will claim him. And then they can send him down to the minors without worry. So maybe somebody else, maybe some other team would claim him too. I don't know. But the Blues would have the option of doing it, because they're the ones that lost him on waivers. So he knows all this. So he knows he has to be better than he was last year if he wants to be in the picture. You know, so that's the way I think he played tonight. He just got better and better and better as the game went on. He wasn't, you know, he was shaky for a little while. You know, the rebounds were all over the place. The first goal was because of a big rebound. You know, I know the – I quite honestly, because of that big rebound, I kind of pinned that first goal on him. The second one, absolutely not. I mean, that's a 2-on-0. I mean, that's not his fault. And the yeah. third goal is a tip, you know, tip through a screen. So he's not going to see that either. So other than that, but to be able to slam the door with 5 saves in overtime and slam it again with 5 saves in the shootout, that shows that he really felt good, and I would say was on top of his game.
Yep. Thank you, Paul. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the Bills game tomorrow. We'll talk to you Tuesday with Utah and JJ Paterka in town.
Sounds good. Take care.
Okay. Paul Hamilton with us here on the post game. We'll get the scoreboard in a moment and an update on the World Series. Time now to get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. You can always send me tweets at BrianWGR. Well, we were just talking about Lukanen in the shootout. MJ says, UPL stood tall. build on it. Yeah, we'll see maybe when Lukanen gets in. I would expect that they'll go back to Lion for this Utah game, but they've got games, again, staggered next week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So we'll have to see maybe the next spot. And again, where does Ellis, if at all, fit into there? Mike says he's nice to see Roseanne placed in a skill position of the lineup. Yeah, we talked about that with Paul there. Got the opportunity to be placed playing with higher quality offensive skill end players. He also got time on the power play too. So I would agree with that comment, Mike. Appreciate it. Jim says about the goaltending situation here. He says, let's hope the competition makes them both better. He and Lyon, and you know, Lukanen said, right now his job is to get focused better. He's like, the bulk of games that Lyon's getting right now, like, it's out of his control, which, you know, obviously the case. But how do you get it back into your control? You play better. You play like you did tonight. Now you'll see more ice time, and you play better again. And, well, you know, that's how the tide turns back in your favor in terms of getting more games. Thank you for the tweets. Again, send them in after each and every game at Brian WGR. All right, scoreboard time now. Busy night in the NHL, but first we're going to start with the World Series Game 7 here as we get our scoreboard brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. Jonathan Colesdale here with our final update from Toronto, where the Jays are getting close.
Yes, Brian, thank you. Currently, after 7 up in Toronto, the Blue Jays have a 4-2 lead over the Dodgers. Coming up in the 8th for LA, it's Mookie Betts, Max Muncy, and Teoscar Hernandez. Once again, it's 4-2 Jays after 7 in Game 7 of the World Series. On to the NHL. It is a busy day finishing up. We have 3 games left currently going on. After 2 in LA, the Devils have a 2-0 lead over the Kings. Late in the first in Edmonton, it's scoreless between the Oilers and Blackhawks. And late in the first in Seattle, Rangers with a 2-1 lead over the Kraken. Finals from earlier today, Bruins beating the Hurricanes 2-1. Jets all over the Penguins 5-2. Predators double up the Flames 4-2. Sharks beating the Avs in overtime 3-2. It's a 4-3 shootout win for the Panthers over the Stars. Canadiens beating the Senators 4-3 in overtime. Maple Leafs taking care of the Flyers in Philadelphia. That one's 5-2. 3-2 winners are the Blue Jackets over the Blues and the Wild beating the Canucks 5-2 in Minnesota. Brian, back over to you.
Thank you very much. Sabres now 5-4-3, 13 points. They are in a logjam right now in the Atlantic with Toronto and Florida. 1 point behind Boston and Ottawa, who are in a tie for third. And Buffalo's also 1 point behind the 2 wildcard teams, Carolina and Boston, who have 14. So, you know, sitting fine. Not in a playoff position, but not out of it by any means. Again, the East is just so tight right now. I mean, the last place team has 11. That's only 2 less than the Sabres. And the top team has 18. So there's just a boatload of teams. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 teams of the 16 have either 14, 13, or 12. So very, very tight in the East here early on through 12 games for the Sabres, who are now 5-4-3. Up next, a meeting with Utah and J.J. Paterka's return here on Tuesday night. Programming note for all of you listening on our flagship WGR in Buffalo, Bills coverage tomorrow. Evan, what time are we starting tomorrow? Do we know? Is that 11 a.m. tomorrow?
Yes, we are starting at 11 a.m. and then kickoff is at 4:25 right here on the radio home of the Buffalo Bills.
All right, Evan, thank you very much. So 11 a.m. pregame gets started. Pregame coverage taking all the way up to kickoff at 4:25, and of course, then our normal postgame and overtime show. So we'll be with you all throughout the afternoon. Big Bills and Chiefs game. Final update again here from the World Series. Yesavage is back in for the 8th. Taking on Mookie Betts, and he's the first batter. 4-2, Blue Jays, top of the 8th. So the Jays are 6 outs away from winning the World Series. But the Dodgers obviously will not go down quietly here, as they've got some firepower coming up to the plate. If they can get 6-for-6, they won't have to face Ohtani again. But that obviously means no base runners at all. Throughout there, but if they can get 3 outs and 3 outs, they won't have to face Ohtani
again.
Quick
math on that, Brent.
Right? Yeah, 4-5-6, and then 7-8-9. You wouldn't have to get back to Ohtani, who's leading off. But Betts going to ground out here to start. So 1 out now, 5 outs away for the Jays, up 4-2 here, top of the 8th. All right, go watch it if you're listening right now. That'll wrap things up here from KeyBank Center as we put a wrap on the postgame. Want to thank our crew, Evan DePasquale, our network producer back in our Amherst studios. Thank you, Evan. Here at KeyBank Center, Jonathan Colziel producing, Paul Hamilton, our reporter, Tom Maddy is our engineer. For our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, I'm Brian Colziel. I thank you for listening. Shootout victory for the Sabres, 4-3 over the Capitals. Enjoy the rest of the World Series. Enjoy the rest, or enjoy the Bills-Chiefs tomorrow. And I'll be with you here Tuesday from KeyBank Center, Utah in town, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.